like I had a lot of doubts over Donegal going into last week's game, and in terms of, you know, Neil McGee being out, you know, certain issues over kickouts, the fact that if we did have to go long, Neil Gallagher wasn't on the pitch, but we coped with all them admirably the last day. I mean, Paddy McGrath came in, did a brilliant job. McManus, you know, 1 point, and he hit that from a sideline, 1 point from play. So, you know, all those things got right. But again, the other big issue, I think, was the discipline and the tackling. You know, it was probably three or four really bad frees, coughed up, and one pick-up off the ground the first half. And when you add that into such a tight game, you know, that's, you could say, that's where they won or lost it. I suppose the other end of the pitch, you know, that after Gillespie's goal chance, we missed four attempts and goals. And, you know, either of them, you know, and we won the game easily. So I suppose the worry would be that Monaghan will think maybe they didn't perform too well and they really upped the tempo on Saturday evening.
And I suppose with 6 minutes at the end as well, fatigue and tiredness would have set in the Donegal side, given the size of the shift that they put in and been down to 14 men, missing a man as well.
Yeah, I don't know any other team in the country has been written off as much as our boys. Osh, you know, every week there's a story about tiredness or fatigue, or, you know, not the hunger isn't there. You know, they're a team on the way down. But I just sensed something on Saturday night, some kind of rejuvenation that, you know, from the very off. And I would say, you know, Rory, I would say, I was thinking about the dressing room before the match. A lot of pressure on Rory Gallagher, a lot of pressure on these players to come out and perform because they've been written off so much. And that can often galvanise the team. And you've seen from the throw-on, Murphy wins at De Lacy. Fantastic opening, really set the tone for the game. As I say, just a pity that the smaller aspects of the game kind of let us down. And so I think getting into this game, you know, Michael and McBertie inside, I don't think there's a better two in Ireland, actually, when it comes down to it. And if we can, you know, before people are this debate about Murphy, I always thought that Murphy knows best McGuinness and now Gallagher knows best where they're playing. But I think maybe for 80% of the game, we'd be better leaving Murphy inside with McBertie, because, as we all know, everybody's setting up blanket defences. And if you have to go long, you have two excellent ball winners in there. There's never more than one sweeper. He has to go with one of them. So both lads can win ball on their own behalf. And I can't see us not creating goal chances with two boys inside.
Yeah, we created about three or four goal chances last week, as you said. Is that something that'll be targeted from very early on, do you think, Brendan?
Well, again, I suppose you've based it on last week, Osh, and Monaghan will be certainly looking at ways to try and get their own, get them, because goals are so vital in these games. And they'll be looking at ways opening us up. So it's not to say, again, we'll necessarily create them chances. They'll be looking at ways to stop us. So it is that psychological thing about replays and who's learned the most from it. But certainly with the energy we had, you know, with players, like, I think, is there a better footballer in the country than Ryan McHugh at the moment? Like, I just think he's pretty unmarkable. You know, but you look at the likes of the two Hugheses, were kind of non-existent. Surely they'll be coming, looking to up their game. McManus will be looking, probably get more from play. I thought, you know, Duffy was brilliant for them. And, you know, Carl O'Connell, you know, was probably their best player. He'd, like, I suppose he had his roots in athletics, and you see how important that is in the modern game. So that's two players we need to detail. But looking at their bench, I suppose, as the game opened up, Bush, and, you know, the likes of big midfielder, if you look at Dick Clerigan coming on, you know, didn't look up the pace of the game at all, gives the ball straight to Murphy. So I don't know if Monaghan's, to be maybe overestimate how good Monaghan were and the strength and depth they have. You know, if you look at the Donegal, you know, I think we matched them, more than matched them all over the pitch. So I think if we could get over Monaghan, you know, I was chatting to a lad before the game, he's saying, not since the great Down team of the 60s has somebody make six Ulster finals in a row, and it would be another amazing achievement by this group of players. You know, they've given so much to Donegal. So if we can get over Monaghan, get into an Ulster final, I don't think, if Donegal play the way they did last week, they have anybody in the country to fear.
We know Monaghan very well. Monaghan know Donegal very well. We have the history in recent years. We have the matches in recent years. Is it going to come down to a situation, Brendan, where how much did that game take out of the sides last week? Who has so much reserves left in the tank? Because that was an epic encounter. It was a sapping encounter for both sides. How big a factor is that going to be?
Yeah, it's something that's in the modern game, Ash, and, you know, I know the players would never think it's an issue, and you just wonder, you know, when we got to Crow Park last year against Mayo, we had a lot of tough games in Ulster. Was that one of the factors that led us to be so poor in the day? It's hard to tell. I mean, I don't think it'll bother Donegal at this early part of the season. You know, maybe, you know, going on the Ulster and after, maybe because there's some older players in the pitch. But I think particularly if you look at the young lads, if you're thinking about obviously Gillespie, the McHughes, you know, McNeely, these guys, I don't think it'll bother them in the slightest. But certainly the older guys would need to feed up this week and be well rested. But I don't think at this stage of the season it should be an issue.
And neither side, Brendan, want to be in a qualifier 7 days away?
No, that would be a lot. 3 weeks in a row, actually, and that's another huge aspect to the losing of this game. But you know, it's something I suppose you have to take on board, depending, I suppose, on who you get. But what a card dangling, you know, another Ulster final, because, you know, I was thinking earlier on in the season that it's the most this team could achieve. But as I say, playing the way they did on Saturday night, you know, looking around at other teams around the country, if we could get over Monaghan, that's a big if, you know, and we could get an Ulster, I think we would be heading into quarterfinals, you know, and there's not many teams who want to play us.
Just finally, a lot of people was tipping Monaghan to come through the original game. It's a much tighter, closer decision now is to try and pick one, Brendan.
Yeah, certainly. I just thought, because those things we spoke about earlier, I think that Monaghan couldn't be pretty much a full team. They had that, you know, we'd beaten them once in 30, 40 years, I think, in Championship. It was going back, you know, everything was pointing to a Monaghan victory. So how we played completely turned that on its head. We should have won the match. Now, well, did Monaghan take it a bit lightly that in previous games they've had this Indian sign over us and they have maybe outworked us, kind of outdone us, if you like, at times? But as I say, I think that bit of fire was in the dressing room, and I think hopefully the boys will be disappointed they left it behind last week, and if they come out and play like they did and counteract the things that work for Monaghan, particularly, you know, frees from McManus, if we can counteract them, you know, I think we can come out Saturday night on top.
And just on the other game as well, Tyrone have a big game against Cavan on Sunday. The goals proved to be what kept Cavan in the tie, and that's something that Mickey Hart have worked on very hard over the last 13 or 14 days to keep the goals out, because they haven't conceded many up until that semi-final.
Yeah, well, they need maybe a ladder on the back of Givney, maybe to break ball in front of him. He's such a huge man. It's such a difficult target, you know, to take out of the game. Tyrone have struggled with that a lot. It was a wet day, and, you know, it was that type of game where anything can happen. You know, you just think if a team scores 3-0 that they're going to struggle second day out. And the thing about the 3 goals is, you know, it wasn't Tyrone were coming back trying to get the draw at the end. It was Cavan were still hanging on, even with the 3 goals. Tyrone had 3 or 4 opportunities to win the match. So you would think, I think this Tyrone team is certainly coming. I still don't think they're the finished article yet. You know, if we did happen to get over Monaghan and meet them, I'd still be confident of taking them. But I think probably just if Cavan had got them a couple of years ago, it might have been better off. I think even though Cavan are coming, this Tyrone team from underage, they've got their bit of experience. They were head and shoulders above them in the league. Cavan, of course, in Championship did tighten it up a bit, but it took 3 goals to do that. So everything's kind of pointing to a Tyrone victory at this stage.
Will Tyrone be nervy at the back this weekend?
I suppose it'll hardly tell until it starts. I don't see how, you know, even the size of Givney, how they can't break ball and have enough sweepers and that around. So I think, you know, you're talking about learning stuff from the first game. You know, Cavan will think, how can they up it? Because if you look at Tyrone, I mean, they get the ball. They have so many unbelievable ball carriers. Did you just work and work a space? They've got talent on the bench, and they're just, you know, they're going to create so many more scoring chances at Cavan. So again, Cavan are going to be looking to goals. And if they don't come, then it's a definite Tyrone victory.
Just how important is it for Tyrone to get back to an Ulster final? It's been 6 years. We look at Donegal here looking to make it 6 in a row. Tyrone, on the flip side, haven't been there for 6 years. Now, they've got an All-Ireland under-21 level and I think a few minors on the way at stages. But how important is it for the O'Neill County to get back there, that this can't go on much longer?
Yeah, I think it's massive. And you see ex-Tyrone players who were playing that 3-0 team thinking that, you know, before a Tyrone team can be All-Ireland contenders, they have to be Ulster. They have to win Ulster. That seems to be a big priority for them, even though they won one of their All-Irelands coming through the back door. This team needs an Ulster first, and then they can grow from there. And because of the age range of them and the underage success they have, they could be a dangerous prospect, a lot more than they are now in years to come. So definitely Tyrone looking no further than that Ulster. Massive for them to get into it. And, you know, I think they'd prefer Monaghan in it, because a bit like us in Monaghan, Monaghan tend to struggle to beat Tyrone. So I think Hart will be hoping for a Monaghan victory on Saturday night, because I don't think the Tyrone guys like us Donegal boys too much.
Well, what are you calling it this weekend then, Brendan? Who can you see progressing from both semi-finals?
It's on a knife edge, Donegal and Monaghan. Obviously, I was slightly tipping towards Monaghan, to be honest, last week. Oshin, I thought that they would win the match. What I've seen from Donegal gives me great hope. I thought fair play to Rory and the boys. They were first class, and it's just a pity the smaller side of the game let us down. So, you know, I think Donegal can edge it out Saturday night, and I think Tyrone will take Cavan on Sunday.